Napoleon Hill rarely used more than a single page of notes to deliver his speeches. While many of these notes still exist, little of what he actually said has survived. It took me many years to locate one of my grandfather's speeches in print. Finding one was more than just exhilarating to me. It was miraculous. The document I found was a transcript of a commencement address that Napoleon gave at Salem College, now Salem International University, in 1922. It had been published in a local newspaper under the title The End of the Rainbow. A copy was preserved on microfilm in the archives of Salem College. When printed, it required magnification to read, and the text was so faded that it took more than a day to recover. In the 1922 commencement address, Napoleon shows how his many business failures were actually turning points that led him to greater opportunities. Each failure had therefore been a blessing. He attributes his success following failure to the habit of performing more and better service than he was being paid for. This trait was the precursor of two of his principles of success: learning from adversity and defeat, and going the extra mile. Although he was the editor and publisher of Napoleon Hill's magazine at the time, and a success by every measure, he had much to prove to family. 10 business failures in a dozen years had soured family attitudes toward him. So the commencement address was Napoleon's opportunity to be applauded before his wife's friends and family, and in this he succeeded. His delivery rhythm was mesmerizing to his audience. He used his personal history of failures to demonstrate how he was able to overcome adversity. The speech was touted to be the greatest ever given in that part of the state. When it ended amid resounding applause, Napoleon stood before family, vindicated. I sent a copy of the speech to Don Green, who was executive director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and began searching through the archives of the foundation for additional material. Over several years, he discovered a few more speeches and a number of articles. One of the articles, This Changing World, had been discovered behind the mantel of a fireplace in Napoleon's boyhood home. It was written during the Great Depression, probably near the end of 1930. This Changing World answers many persistent questions concerning Napoleon's spiritual views. Don also located two copies of one of Napoleon's earliest speeches, What I Learned from Analyzing 10,000 People. In this speech, Napoleon talks about the five requisites for success: self-confidence, enthusiasm, concentration, a working plan, and the habit of performing more and better service than paid for. At the end of 1952, Napoleon left his wife Annie Lou in California for a year while he worked with W. Clement Stone on a number of projects. For several months, he and Stone toured together on the lecture circuit, with Stone often introducing Napoleon as a keynote speaker. Don discovered a recording of one of these keynotes titled Maker of Miracle Men. It is perhaps the most interesting of his finds, because it faithfully depicts Napoleon in extemporaneous mode. Napoleon's wit and spellbinding oratory is palpable in the prose. By the middle of the 1950s, Napoleon was well known nationally as a speaker. His lectures had spread to radio and television. In 1957, Salem College invited him back to give a baccalaureate sermon. By this time, Napoleon's ideas about success had matured until they had morphed into concrete principles, the five most important principles of success. It, too, was applauded wildly by his audience. It is interesting to note that after 35 years of thought, only going the extra mile among the original five 1922 requisites for success remained essential in Napoleon's mind. The other requisites had been replaced by four essential principles: mastermind, definiteness of purpose, self-discipline, and applied faith. While each of the speeches and articles in this collection stands alone, together they show how Napoleon's ideas evolved as his thought matured and coalesced into a comprehensive philosophy of success. Be sure to check out the full-length audiobook, Napoleon Hill's Greatest Speeches, that includes six of his greatest speeches, including the speech that inspired Think and Grow Rich by the one and only Napoleon Hill.